there, welcome to this week's little audio training, and it's a fun little practice today that I'll be sharing with you, and it is about an interesting topic. At least I think so, I hope you do too. It's about the energy and essence of your business. So your business is not a static, cold, inanimate entity. It is a temple for your soul expression, an energetic, ever-evolving structure, a live structure in a way that holds your gifts, your heart, your hopes, your dreams. It is a powerful channel for abundance, money, wealth, and more to flow into your life and radiate out to the world. For years, I didn't see my business as anything other than this thing, this inanimate thing that needed to be pushed and prodded, sometimes even forced toward an objective. My business, or at least I believed, it had no spirit, energy, or essence of its own. And this view of my business created a lot of hardship and heartache in my life. For one thing, I felt like I could never take a break, never step away. I felt like I had to keep working no matter what. I had to fuel my business with my energy, all on my own. It was all me, 24/7. If I didn't, this business would fail. It meant that I had failed. I was my business and my business was me. But I've come to see just how wrong I was. My business, like all that we love and all that we infuse with our energy, has an energetic presence. It has an elevated purpose and a reason for being in this world. So viewing your business as having this soulful, spirited energy all its own opens a whole new world of possibilities and can bring through phenomenal results, including exciting new levels of income and opportunities. So how do you connect with the core essence and energy of your business? How do you bring that forward? Well, start with intentional communication. When you're confused about what to do next, you know, during in any aspect of your business, when you're feeling stuck or disheartened, when you're uncertain or torn between different pathways or choices, consciously speak to the energy and essence of your business. So ask in your heart or out loud, what do you want? What is best for you right now? Show me. So these are the two questions, right? What do you want? Or you can just ask one of these two. What do you want? Or what is best for you right now? Show me. So then wait for the answers to arise. This might be a vision, an idea, a sudden urge to take action on a task or project that you've left on the back burner. So this is one of the simplest and easiest ways to open the lines of communication with your business and to breathe love and life into this beautiful, unique vessel that is your channel for creating wealth and abundance, your path of service and contribution to the world, your business. So it is a wonderful way to partner with, care for, and nurture your business, and to allow your business, and this is so important, to allow your business to do the same for you. Here's the thing, like all energetic forces in existence, your business wants to live. It wants to expand. It wants to thrive. When we disconnect from seeing our business as this mindless, spiritless thing to be whipped into shape, we begin honoring the inherent energetic force that wants to grow, and we can start to release all of that stress and striving, then hustle culture tells us is the only way to create success as an entrepreneur, right? So instead, we can make room for the unlimited creative energies of the universe to flow through, bringing with it synchronicities and opportunities that we never could have orchestrated on our own. And here's the best part, we can start to relax a lot more and actually have fun. Can you imagine? In our entrepreneurial journey, we can begin experiencing wild success in ways that are so much more graceful, even effortless, so much more supportive and loving to ourselves, to all those who interact with us, including our clients and customers. And in this way, our business can be what we want it to be, a force for good, a force for love, a force for conscious wealth, a force for truth and transformation, and for powerful, positive change in this world. And goodness knows the world needs it, right? So I hope you enjoyed this week's audio. Till we meet again, either here or in some other platform, some of the space, come say hi on Instagram. You can find me at Shantini Raja. Hope to see you there or anywhere else. Till we meet again, have a beautiful day. Bye for now.